Margo and Ez for breakfast. Weekday mornings from 6 on Triple M.
It is the greatest hits, 93.5 Triple M. It's Coggo and Ez. Righto, this guy's a legend. I've never spoken to a bloke as big in television. Oh, well, maybe Bert Newton and a few others, but this guy's up there.
I actually feel pretty honoured to have this man on the phone. Michael Caton, good morning.
Good morning, Ez. Good morning, Coggo.
Hey, I go Uncle Harry, Michael. I just can't get it out of my head. Uncle, what a great show the Sullivans were.
It was, mate. It was a sort of breakthrough show, wasn't it?
Yeah, absolutely.
Really, it was really quality soap opera. Yeah, it was a wonderful team that put all of that together.
You would have worked with a few wonderful teams because there's just so many memories of you on our screens, Michael Caton. I mean, for me, you're the dad from The Castle.
Of course.
You became an Aussie icon when you did that film.
Yeah, mate, I think the film will outlive me.
So were the Sullivans, mate. seriously.
I think they've still got a replay up their sleeve.
Yeah, I think they do. I think they're selling it on the telly here in Bendigo a lot, the full program of the Sullivans, and it's going off like there's no tomorrow. I think it's good, but The Castle was fantastic. I don't know about the Aussie icon. I think he was an Aussie icon
before
as
that.
Uncle Harry.
Well, the thing is, though, you're still going. You are still absolutely smashing it on our screens. Underbelly is the latest. The story of Chopper Reid. I mean, you would remember Chopper being in the news, in the headlines, in reality, and now here you are recreating it.
Yeah. And it's sort of, and the whole idea is there was so much to the story that you know, what they decided to do was to make it telly movies rather than have, say, 10, like two telly movies, because in actual fact, the telly movie takes in the film and all that happened to Chopper after that. So it is a much more complete picture of the man.
Now
than the film was.
Sorry, you play Chopper's father, Keith. Did you know much about him before you took on the role?
No, I found it very hard to find anything out. But, of course, Aaron Jeffrey, who plays Chopper, he had such great research that when I arrived, he just filled me full of all of this information on Dad, who'd been in the regular army for 38 years and what had happened to him as a kid. And when you find out what happened to him as a kid, you don't wonder that he ended up on the wrong side of the law.
Yeah.
It was just a really, really interesting story.
Sounds a bit like our breakfast show. I do all the research, Coggo strolls in, and then I tell him what he's got to do.
See, that's not right, Michael. You know that. Hey, mate, seriously, the Underbelly story, why do you think, and you've been around as long as I have, why do you think we're just fascinated with it, Michael Caton? It rates its you-know-what's off.
Yeah, I know. It is, I suppose, because sometimes the truth is stranger than fiction. I mean, some of the truths, if you know, it's 10 years almost to the day when the first Underbelly happened, and that was an amazing story.
It was
almost Shakespearean, you know, where the clown becomes king. You know, it's Carl Williams becomes king. It was just an amazing story. And the same with Chopper. I mean, our sort of rendition of him, you're trying to figure out what's truth and what's fiction. You know, because he was a great promoter of himself, and so you're trying to figure out what actually happened, and so you might see different scenarios. You might see Chopper's version of it and the reality of what happened.
Well, we can catch the rest of the Chopper Reid story tonight on Channel 9, Chopper Underbelly. But Michael Caton, we've got to go to a song. We want you to stick around because after this song, you are the only person in the world that we can play this game with. It's called Dreamin' or Pool Room. Do you want to play that game with us next?
Love it. This is... We thought about playing this song to you too, Michael. We'll go to another one, but what the memories. Listen to that. The Sullivans. Wow. Isn't it? Look at you. You got all quiet.
Ah, Jeff Harvey.
Yeah, Jeff Harvey in the band.
Jeff Harvey wrote that.
He did.
Yep.
Yeah, Jeff Harvey was synonymous with the Mike Walsh Show, and that is. I know it's just Michael and I reminiscing here. Mike Walsh Show and those wonderful shows, wasn't he?
He was indeed.
Don Lane.
And he's still around.
He is.
I ran into him last year.
Did you? How's he tracking?
Yep. He's good. He was playing the organ at Rebecca Wilson's funeral.
Oh wow.
Yeah, gee. Memories. All right, we'll take a break. We'll come back real soon on Triple M. It's the legendary Michael Caton. We'll be talking. What is it?
We're playing Dreamin' or Pool Room.
Could you do that for us, Michael? Go to the break on Triple M. You Are Dreaming.
I will. You Are Dreaming.
Triple M.
It is 93.5 Triple M across the region. This bloke is fabulous. It's great to talk to him. It's going to be a feature of Underbelly, which was on last night, going to be on again tonight on Channel 9, is he?
Chopper Reid's story. He plays Chopper's dad. But we all remember Michael Caton playing one character or another in history. With your almost 50-year career, Michael Caton, it's been huge.
Yeah, I know. It's catching up with me, isn't it? It really is.
You're still going. You are still going strong.
Hey, Mike, what about the Castle House? Obviously, there's a lot of controversy. They've moved it, but they've done a few things with it. Did you keep an eye on that, or is it just something you go, well, that's just the way it goes?
Well, look, everyone wanted me to sort of, defend it and keep it where it is and do all of that stuff. But in actual fact, it was a quagmire.
Was it? Yeah, right.
It was in the world's best house, and I know that everyone's in love with it, and I'm sure it'll have a lovely life somewhere else. But as the people who have to live there, I think they do better with a different house.
Oh, straight from the horse's mouth. It was time to go.
It's a big pile of poo. Is that what you're saying?
Well, no, I don't want to say that. At the same time, the backyard was an absolute quagmire. Ruined my Ugg boots. I wore my own Ugg boots.
That's great.
It was just hard to work out which one to move, mate, the Cortina, the Chimera, or the Commodore.
Yeah, watch the boat, mate.
Now, we all absolutely love Dale Kerrigan and the castle. So while we've got you on the phone, Michael Caton, we're going to play a game of tell him he's dreaming or send it to the pool room. Here in Bendigo, we've got a page called Bendigo Buy, Swap and Sell, where locals sell things and barter and do all that. So we're going to read out a few items, and you have to tell us if they're dreaming or if you'd put it in the pool room.
Right.
Here we go.
Do you want me to begin?
You go.
All right, so there is someone on Bendigo Buy, Swap and Sell currently selling a fish tank. Now, it's on a bit of a stand. It's a glass tank, and it comes with everything you need to set up a tropical aquarium. Looks a little old, but still working. $80. What do you reckon?
Oh, straight to the pool room with that.
Oh, gee, okay.
$80 if it's a biggie. If it's a biggie.
How big is it?
It's decent.
I'd say straight to the pool room.
Michael, I've got here from Bendigo Buy, Swap and Sell. It's a massage table. It's hardly been used, so it clearly hasn't been in the spot, I'm thinking. It's an older style. It's got the wooden legs, but it's they want $350 for it. What are you thinking?
He's dreaming.
I think you're right. I think you're getting brand new for that.
Wooden legs. You're going to tuck that under your arm and put it somewhere? No, he's dreaming.
Tell him he's dreaming. All right, I've got one more for you. One more. All right, this one that I've got now, it's pretty hot here in central Victoria at the moment. Days of about 40 degrees. Someone is selling a portable air conditioner. It looks a little old. It does say that it makes a small whir when you turn it on, but they want $180 for it.
Now, that's a hard one, isn't it? I mean, if you're approaching sort of, the big heat wave that's sort of spreading all over the country at the moment, $180. I don't know.
It's pretty old.
See, they're no good in Queensland, those things, because it's too humid. Mm-hmm. You'd have a dry heat there, so they would do the job, I'd say, to the pool room.
Straight to the pool room.
Love it.
Oh, we love it. Michael Caton, thank you so much. We can catch you again tonight, of course, on Underbelly as you play Chopper Reid's father. You are an Aussie legend. Thank you for everything you've given us over the years as well.
Thank you, guys. It's been lovely talking to you.
Triple M.
Billy Boy, Barnaby Joyce, having a bit of a yak about him, is he?
Yeah, well, he's got a former staff member pregnant, essentially. We're asking the question, if there's a rule in your workplace where you're not allowed to date people you work with. 13 27 10. Lockie is driving a truck from Mildura through Bendigo. Hello, Lockie.
Hey.
Good.
What are your thoughts, Lockie? You have a workplace issue like that or not?
Barnaby Joyce, absolute champion. What that is, that is gold. What he's done right there, I reckon.
So you reckon that's okay to do, Lockie?
Well, not in our workplace. We call it not screwing the crew. There's a rule, there, so...
Don't screw the crew, eh?
Don't screw the crew, that's the one.
So but, is...
I think we can let Barnaby get away with that one, can't we?
No, look, I don't know. It's your opinion anyway, Lockie, but I think, you know, there's too many people out there going to have too many differing opinions. He is a politician, after all. He's not a football player or you know, someone who's expected to do that.
He's, he's probably batting a bit above his weight, isn't he?
Yeah, really? Well, that too, I would have thought.
Lockie, you said you've got that little slogan, don't screw the crew. Is that's just a known thing in your workplace, or is that something that you've had to sort of sit down and talk about and sign a form or anything?
Yeah, no, that's a known thing at Monaghan Logistics. A big shout out to them too, and all the boys.
Yeah, and he's giving a shout out. Good on you, Lockie. Yeah.
Let's go to Marta in Castlemaine. Marta, do you think it's okay for co-workers to get together?
Yeah, I don't see any problem in it, to tell you the truth. I mean, that's generally the place where you meet your partners anyway.
Well, it happens a lot, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does indeed. As far as I know, the clause in your employment is only an American thing. It's nothing that's ever caught on here. So there you go. And I agree with him. I mean, I'm a lot older than Lockie, but that don't screw the crew is something that I've worked with for, 40-odd years.
Yeah, it's an unwritten rule, Marta, I think, you know, for a lot of people. But having said that, it, you know, it can upset the workplace, I suppose. That's from a boss point of view where you go, well, you know, what's going to go on here? Are they going to team up together? Oh, there's a lot of things. But, Marta, you always make sense. Thank you.
Barbara's just called through as well. Hello, Barbara. What are your thoughts on this?
I don't have a problem with it in that people have relationships all the time. You meet people at work, unless there is a direct policy on not having relationships with people at work, it happens. I mean, look, he has split with his wife, so it's quite open in that respect. I don't think it affects his ability to be a minister. One thing I don't think we should be going down the path is saying that, you know, he can't talk about family values and that sort of thing. Aren't we sort of heading down the path of the Catholic Church? And look at the problems they've got. Priests aren't allowed to be human and marry, and we've got other problems while they're happily counselling people about married life.
Yeah, it's a fair call. But having said that, I suppose being a politician, Bub, he is doing these things in the public eye. Now, a lot of people are going to say, well, that sounds all right, Barnaby, well done. You know, Lockie was joking before saying punching above his weight. People are going to have that opinion. But they're also going to feel for the wife who, you know, clearly split up with. But they had an agreement, didn't they, that, you know, she would do what she did at home and he would look after his career and she would sacrifice certain things. I think there's a lot of people who will say, well, that's something that really annoys me.
I agree with that, but it could have gone the other way. You know, I mean, in reality, she could have met somebody through her course of life and left him. Is it just a male thing? Are we fixated on the male thing? If it had been her, would we see her better, worse, or completely indifferently? But it's human nature. Stuff happens. So do we now say you can't have a relationship, being a politician, you can't have a relationship that might happen organically, through no fault of anyone's own? People do get attracted to other people, so therefore you can stay in an unhappy marriage, and how beneficial is that?
Yeah, gee, it's an opinionated thing, isn't it? And I think we haven't heard the end of it, certainly just starting it off, Barbara, so thank you again for your call. It's all makes sense, but again, let's just watch with interest.
Yeah, and we all will be.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, thanks, sure. Barbara. Thanks, we'll continue the chat on the Triple M Bendigo Facebook page as well. Really interested to know your opinions on that one.
Everyone has one. Triple M. 13 past six. What are you sucked in or hooked into?
I'm hooked on the Winter Olympics. I stayed home most of the weekend. Had a quiet one.
Nothing wrong with that.
And sometimes you need it. And just watched the Winter Olympics. The only problem with Channel 7's coverage of the Winter Olympics is there's not enough of it. Seven's got 7-2, 7-mate, 7-blah-blah, 7-left, right,
everything.
And centre.
Yep.
I think there's about four or five there sevens. Is. There's only one channel with the Olympics on. They're always playing reruns of the figure skating when you know that there's luging on or something else on, because you can look up the program and you can watch it on an app on your phone, but you can't stream that to your TV, so it's kind of not ideal. And I just don't really understand why they're not showing more exciting things.
Clearly pushing things to their app so you get used to it.
Yeah, they are. But the app's not great either.
Yeah, right,
so
okay.
So you have to pay for a premium service, which doesn't really give you that much. And I think they need to sort it out and just let us watch what we want to watch.
We're getting better at it. But you're right, I had a look last night, and all due respect to the figure skating, but it's not my cup of tea.
No, I was like, give me some good snowboarding or something.
Yeah, that too. But there's so many other things that are happening with it. I feel as though we are starting to get a little foothold on what we do. We're kind of involved in a few things, which is good as Australians, I mean.
Yeah, there's a few Aussies out there. But I found myself cheering. I'd just pick someone and start cheering for them.
Pick the good-looking Swedish bloke or something,
yeah? There's not a lot of good-lookers. There's a lot of mullets in the Winter Olympics. There was this Kiwi guy yesterday. He had a full-on Bogan mullet.
Did he win?
No.
No. Won the haircut competition.
Yeah.
Right? Well, it's interesting because you think about it. It's minus 19 or something ridiculous like that. You'd want hair.
You would. You'd want a mullet.
Yeah, you'd want hair. You'd want a lobe on your back.
You could just get a scarf, but I suppose.
Triple M.
This is 93.5 Triple M, your local. Thanks to coolturf.com.au. On you, Susie. It's 7:09. I don't want to start. People put the alarm on at 7 and click the radio on and here's me banging on about something. But I think it's important is...
got to stand up really, for what's right.
Well, we do. Exactly do. And I mean, that's the thing is that you see something and you kind of get angry and then you settle down. What do they say? You should write an email to yourself or and then say it. Well, bugger it. I'm going to say it anyway. The Herald Sun. Right. I love the Herald Sun. They do some magnificent work here and clearly the number one paper around the place. We understand that. People read it from all over the place. And I think that's the issue. I think that's the problem. Is it a what the flamer? Is?
You're telling the story here.
Oh, bugger it.
What the flame in hell is going on?
All right. Okay. If you're going to ask our people in Bendigo to come to Melbourne for the day to set up something which is absolutely huge and it's the Chinese New Year, and you put a beautiful picture on page 15 of the Herald Sun. Good on you, Andrew Henshaw. That is possibly one of the best pictures I've seen of our beautiful Sun Lung.
Oh, Sun Lung.
Look
we
at that.
We were looking for legs
it's
last
week.
It's
nearly half a page, yes.
Sun Lung obviously found its legs. Lots of Bendigo people down there.
Just let me read this to you. In the world of Chinese dragons, they don't come much bigger than Sun Lung. Australia's longest dragon was paraded around the Royal Exhibition Building and Melbourne Museum yesterday as part of the Chinese New Year festivity. Where does it say Bendigo?
Oh, no.
It doesn't say Bendigo is. It says nothing about Bendigo. Come on, Herald Sun.
Give us
yes,
a little credit.
Yes, it is credit. Australia's... Is this yours or mine?
Sorry.
It is Australia's longest... It's the best dragon in the world. Does stuff Australia. But give us some credit. Russell Jack's been around forever. The family, they don't want to read that in the Herald Sun and not see Bendigo in there. Come on, Herald Sun. You're better than that.
Am I allowed to talk now? I'm a bit scared. I'm a bit frightened.
Well, it's true, isn't it?
Write them a letter.
Oh, bugger the letter.
Give us some credit.
They'll listen to our radio station because everyone else does.
Yeah, sorry.
The Herald Sun
known.
Do. They'll have it on the walls of Herald... Not the walls.
No.
The rooms of the Herald Sun will be pumping this through. Listen, Herald Sun, just get it right.
And they'll go, Coggo, here he goes again.
No, it's true. You've got a picture of Sun Lung. We're so proud of it. He'll be out in a month or two
Easter.
About a month. Yeah. And we want everyone to know that's from Bendigo. Yes, it is Australia's. It's from Bendigo.
Give us a little credit, Herald Sun.
We're actually pretty good here.
We are pretty good here. I'm going to bring that up soon. I'm proud of our Bendigo locals.
Well, so am I. So anyway, enough. Herald Sun will be on the phone. They don't own us, surely.
I don't think they listen either, to be honest.
Stuff them. Put Bendigo in the picture. Triple M.
Coggo and Ez for breakfast. Weekday mornings from 6 on Triple M.